How do we explain what has happened in the book of Acts or in the biographies? What is the explanation for Paul shaking things up? Shaking. You think about how it turned things on its head. You have men and women going to hell, and now they are headed to eternal life. They are headed to glory. You have people who are slaves of sin, now in love with Christ. You have people that are in darkness, now in light. I mean, radical, radical changes. People who went to the synagogue and it was all about their life and their culture and their religion. And now they don't go there anymore. Now they're worshiping Christ. Radical transformations. People in darkness. Pagans. How do we explain all this? What is the explanation? Somebody will say, well, didn't you see it there in Acts 17? Paul spoke to them from the Scriptures. He preached Christ. Oh, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly. But have some of you not spoken to people about Christ and you've seen absolutely nothing? You see, that answer isn't sufficient by itself. That isn't it. You know what I start asking myself is, right here in Acts 17, what happened before that? You know what happens before that? Follow the road back up north to Philippi. What happened there? Well, they're singing, they're praying, and what happened? God came. God came and shook the place. Luke wants us to see the facts. And if you follow his facts, God came. The place was shaken. God came. The doors open. God came. Philippian jailer, wonderfully converted. Go back before that. God came. A demon was cast out. A spirit of divination from this fortune teller. Listen, try to do battle with angels. We have no power. We're helpless. God came, and that's what happened. God came down there by the riverside, and Lydia's heart was moved. You think about what happened at Philippi. There's no explanation. I mean, again and again, Luke is pointing out to us, God came and did this. You follow back before that. Go back to the coast there and then across where they sailed from. And what happens there? What happens there? Paul's not allowed to preach over in Asia. And then he wants to go up in Bithynia and he can't go that way. Why? Because God's coming and God's hemming him in and God's steering him and channeling him. No, Paul, you can't go that way and you can't go that way. And then he has a Macedonian vision. Where'd that come from? God came. God directed him and gave him the Macedonian call. And what happens? You go back before that. Now it's not Paul and Silas, it's Paul and Barnabas. And what's happening there? These guys are going on, regular church life. There they are, Antioch in Syria. And then God comes. Set apart for me these men right here to the work that I've called them to. God came again. You go back before that, and what happens? There's this guy breathing these slaughters and murders, and he's headed towards Damascus. And God came in the person of Jesus of Nazareth and drops him down there, wonderfully converts his soul. You go back before that, and now it's not Paul, it's Peter. And what happens there? Day of Pentecost, and the Spirit of God came. I mean, you go back before that. What's before that? What's before that are the things that Jesus began to do and teach. And what's that all about? God with us. God came down. God did all the things in the Son that we now speak in this message that we proclaim. But all the way through, that's the explanation. All the way through, you keep backing up and it's God came. It's God came. What explanation for men turning the world upside down? We have to start right here with the living God. That is the answer. That's the answer. I mean, why, brethren, why was it that the things in the pages of Whitfield's biography seem so much like the book of Acts? Because they were like the book of Acts. It was like that. God had come. The presence of God was real. God was manifesting himself. God was moving. What does this have to do with us? It has everything to do with us.
The following was an excerpt from the full sermon, Men Who Turned the World Upside Down, by Tim Conway.